The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The just one, because of his faith, shall live. These are the words we hear our Heavenly Father speak to us today, just as he spoke them to the prophet Habakkuk in our first reading. In our desire for eternal life, let us together imitate the disciples in today's gospel and ask Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith." In our readings today, God is clearly inviting us to seek an increase in the gift of faith. Meditate with me on the Word of God as we seek to understand, first, the readings we just heard on faith, second, the nature of the gift of faith, and finally, how we can grow in the gift of faith. First, let us contemplate together the word of God which we just heard from today's readings, from the prophet Habakkuk and from the Gospel of Luke. From the prophet Habakkuk, we heard these words, "The just one, because of his faith, shall live." This one verse from the book of Habakkuk is essential in both the Jewish faith and our own. There are some rabbis who see this verse as a summary of all 613 commandments of the Mosaic Law. Members of the ancient Qumran community interpreted this verse as saying that those who kept the Mosaic Law would escape judgment. You see, the prophet Habakkuk is calling to God to respond to the violence and injustices of his time. Habakkuk is struggling with God's revelation that the pagan Babylonians will conquer and deport the Jews as punishment for their iniquities. God responds by saying that those who remain faithful and just shall live. But there is a deeper meaning in this passage than surviving Babylonian captivity. St. Paul quotes this verse when he says in the letter to the Romans, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, 'He who through faith is righteous shall live.'" In other words, it is not by the 613 commandments of the Mosaic Law that justifies and saves a person. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that we become righteous. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that the doors of salvation become open to us. Without supernatural faith, it is impossible to be saved. However, faith is just the beginning. And we need so much more than faith. We see this in the Gospel of Luke, which we just heard proclaimed moments ago. the disciples approach Jesus and ask for an increase in faith. Now let's pause for a moment. The disciples are asking for an increase in faith. This implies that they already have faith in Jesus. We might wonder, why are they asking for an increase in faith if they already have faith? Why do the disciples think their faith is so weak? What happened in the gospel just before this that led the disciples to ask for an increase in faith? Right before the moment in this gospel of Luke, Jesus was teaching his disciples, one, not to lead others into sin, and to forgive others of their sins. And the disciples realized that this is not easy to do. Have you ever experienced a difficulty in forgiving someone? Have you experienced a terrible wound from someone that has caused you suffering, and because of that pain, you were unwilling to forgive the person who caused it? It can at times be very difficult to forgive others. Yet, Jesus calls us to forgive and even makes the forgiveness of our sins dependent on our willingness to forgive others. We pray, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." The disciples find this so difficult that they ask Jesus for an increase in faith. How does Jesus respond to the disciples' prayer for an increase in faith? First, Jesus tells them that even a tiny bit of faith can accomplish impossible things. Then he tells them a parable of a faithful servant who does what he is obligated to do. What is the lesson? The lesson is twofold, just as the response of Jesus is twofold. First, we need humility. It is God working through us that accomplishes the impossible, not our own power. It is our constant obedience to God that shows forth our faithfulness. We desire an increase in faith. Therefore, Jesus implies that we need to be faithful to him and his commandments. How are you doing in keeping the commandments of Jesus? Okay, so we have done a brief meditation on the Word of God. Now let us consider the nature of the gift of faith. What are we asking for the Lord to increase in us? The gift of faith is a grace that we receive through baptism, to give assent of the mind and heart to the truths of revelation in Scripture and tradition. Faith seeks to know God. Therefore, our faith must come from the supernatural gift of grace because God is beyond our human capacity to know. And just like we grow in knowledge and understanding of the people we love, we too can grow in our knowledge of God. However, faith in God is not sufficient, just as having knowledge of someone is not sufficient for forming a relationship with that person. Thus, we also need the gift of divine love called charity. Faith without charity is dead. We hear that from the letter of James. Faith set on fire with charity leads to an intimate relationship with God. When faith is thus inflamed by charity, it produces two effects in the soul. One, fear of being separated from God, and two, the purification of the heart from attachment to earthly things. So what are we asking for when we ask for an increase of faith? We are asking God for his grace, that we might come to know him more intimately with our hearts and minds, free from the blindness of earthly attachments and sin. We've meditated together on the Word of God, and we've considered briefly the nature of the gift of faith. But how can we grow in faith? Are there means by which we can increase in the gift of faith? The answer is a resounding yes. There are many means by which the gift of faith can be increased in us, but let us focus on the basic means. Acknowledge that faith is a gift from God and therefore your need for humble petition to ask God for this gift. Reject all the dangerous things that could be a danger to your faith, namely pride, doubts against faith, and entertainments that promote anti-Christian or worldly values. Yes, the music and shows you watch can have an effect on your faith. Faith is connected to knowledge. Therefore, studying the truths of faith will aid in the increase of faith. Every one of you should have a Bible and a catechism that you regularly read, or listen to the Ascension Presents Bible in a Year or Catechism in a Year. That helps. Finally, obedience to the commands of Jesus and the teachings of the Church, especially on some of the more difficult things. When you are obedient to those teachings of the Church, this will increase your faith, as we learn from the parable of the faithful servant in today's Gospel. Today we have meditated together on the Word of God to see how we are invited to ask our Lord for an increase in faith to help us live our Christian vocation. We contemplated together the nature of faith as a gift from God that helps us grow in knowledge of Him when inflamed by charity. This leads to a greater relationship with Him who first loved us. And finally, we considered how the gift of faith can be increased within us when we humbly ask for the gift, reject things contrary to faith, learn more about our faith from Scripture and the teachings of the Church, and obey the teachings of Jesus and His Church. Lord, we humbly ask you, increase our faith. Amen.